Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Also, happy 1st of March. Praise God. Feliz domingo por la mañana. Y gracias a Dios por un mes nuevo de marzo. Welcome. We want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. Praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And today we're going to continue with our message today is going to be continuing with attitude adjustment number 2. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. I don't always read you this, but I'm going to read it to you today. We want to leave changed. Amen? Because I'm going to receive what God has for me. And I'm going to have an attitude adjustment. Amen? We need an attitude adjustment when we stepped in here. You know, we're not just playing church. We are church. Amen? And He's going to empower us and encourage us to go and do what He's called us to do. Amen. So the Lord's not finished with you. He had great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Make yourself available to Him. Let go and let God. Amen. He says, give it to me. Cast it on me. Why are you still holding on to it? Let it go. Amen. Know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen. And see yourself the way He sees you. He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. Remember this. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. So we made an attitude adjustment. You know what that attitude adjustment was? We received Him as Lord and Savior. Amen. We found out we're the body of Christ. We found out we're the church. So He wants to use us. Amen. And He wants to be winners. He wants us to know that we are fighting against a defeated foe. His name is Satan. Jesus defeated him. And now He's got a mission for you. He didn't exclude anybody. He included everybody. So if you haven't received Him this new year, now is the time. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Get up and press on. That's what He says. Get up and press on. I'm not finished with you. I have a mission for you. And that includes you. You listening, you watching, that includes you. All you need to do is repent, receive Him as your Lord and Savior, and press on. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. If that don't bless you, be saved. Get saved. Amen. I'm excited. Grab your sword, soldier of God. Let's make this declaration together. My God, my Bibles are getting heavier. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to continue. Well, let me read you. I've got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. If you didn't get a sheet like this last week, make sure you get one. Carmen has them back there. But anyway, I want to read this at you, and it says like this. Release the past. Who tries to use the past against you? The enemy. People. They always want to bring up the past. But the Bible says when you're creatures in Christ, know what the Word says and line up with what the Word of God says, not what people say. Be a God pleaser, not a people pleaser. Amen. It says one of the main keys to overcoming disappointments, regrets in life is learning to let go of the past. If Jesus has forgiven and forgotten about it, why are you still holding on to it? But, you know, Satan and people he uses are going to remind you of your past. But I don't live there anymore. Charges were dropped. Okay? So, praise God. Let go of your past by choosing to forgive those who have hurt you, wronged you, by believing that God will restore to you anything that was taken. When you receive Christ's forgiveness in your own life, you will release from the pressures to make up for the past mistakes and failures. If He's forgotten about Him, you need to do the same thing. Even when people bring it up. You know? Just say, I'm a new creature in Christ. They don't know. They see the same person, but I had a spiritual birth. They can't see in the spirit, But I had a spiritual birth. I'm a new child in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in. You begin to experience the bright future God has in store for you. He had great plans for you. None of them include defeat. Don't let the regrets of yesterday destroy the hopes for tomorrow. No matter what has happened in the past, God is a God of restoration. He will restore what the enemy has stolen from you. Amen. Just trust in Him. Amen. It says, accept God's mercy and forgiveness today and look forward to the great plans He has for your future. Again, don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. When you receive Him as your Lord and Savior, you're in God's winning team. Amen. So you know what? You get in the Word of God and start learning the Word and get the Word in you and start speaking the Word, and you get in God's winning team. You're a new winning person for Jesus. Amen. Woo, praise God. That blessed me. If that don't bless you, it's time to get saved. Amen. Praise God. So attitude adjustment number two. Let me see what else. Keep going, Carmen. It says your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. We're going to read this scripture in a few minutes. But it's Philippians 2 and 5. You can write that down. Your attitude should be same as that of Jesus. You know, Jesus went through all these things. But you know what? He knew how to respond. He knew what to do. And the Word of God tells us what to do. We just need to get in the Word and study and meditate so that we can speak it and act and have the attitude Jesus had. Amen. What would Jesus do? Everybody was saying that a while back. What would Jesus do? Well, you know what? Get in the Word and you'll know how to respond to it. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. The greatest attitude of all is gratitude. That's the little 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, new international version says, give thanks in all circumstances. But you don't know, you know, this is Sunday and I work all week, you know, so I take off Saturday and Sunday to rest. You know, the only time I give thanks is when I say, oh, thank God for it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. That's the only time we say thank God when it's Friday. It says, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will, God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Keep going, Carmen. This is good. Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. Amen. You got an attitude. You got a bad attitude. Nobody wants to have that attitude until you go and change it. Amen. The next one says, the only difference between a good day and a bad day is attitude. Again, First Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And Psalms 118:24, we know these, says, this is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. So, it's good day or bad day. It's going to be a good day. You know what? Because I have a change of heart. I have an attitude adjustment. Amen. Whether it's shining out there or it's raining out there or it's snowing out there, it doesn't matter. Whatever the circumstance may be, I'm going to have a good attitude about it. It's your choice. Amen. Don't let nobody make that choice for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Keep going. This says, bad attitude is like a flat tire. Can't go anywhere until you change it. Anybody ever have a flat tire? You know what? You have to go to work. You have to go shop. You have to go do something. But you know what? You ain't going nowhere until that tire is fixed. Well, you know what? If you wake up with a bad attitude, fix it before you go and hit the world. Be Christ-like. Amen. Show that His love and His compassion. Nobody wants that bad attitude. Amen. A smile will attract people. A frown will push people away. So have a good attitude. Fix it before you go anywhere. Nobody needs a bad attitude. Amen. Plus, you're a child of God. Why are you walking around with a bad attitude? Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. Well, have you cast it on Him? Have you given it to Him? That's your fault. You got it. He says, give it to me. Yeah. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Wait right there, Kirby. It says, a victorious life enjoyed by Jesus, apostles, and all Bible heroes is available to every believer. Amen. Are you a believer? Have you accepted Jesus? Then you're a believer. You're a child of God. Amen. It's available to you. But you got to get in the Word and get the Word in you so that the Word can start flowing from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12, excuse me. Oh, I got to read this at you. It says, Jesus has won the most important battle already. He's defeated Satan And he's given us the power to win in every situation. In every situation. He didn't forget anything. He didn't forget anything. He says in every situation. But you don't know what I'm going through. Well, have you given it to him? Why are you still holding on to it? You know, he knows the worst about you. He knows what you've done. And he loves you the most. But he said, give it to me anyway. Because I have a great plan for you. Amen. Says, make an attitude adjustment and develop a winning attitude and run the race to victory. Amen. What kind of race are we talking about? We're talking about a race of faith. Amen. And Hebrews 12:1, New Living Translation says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Yeah. Only you know that. You know, when you talk to him, you don't have to come tell me, but when you go talk to him and confess to him, he already knows. So just come out clean and to let him know. And get yourself all, strip off all that weight of sin that is holding you back. That slows us, is a weight slows us down. So especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. He set a race before us. And we're to run have a winning attitude and run the race to victory. Amen. Have victory in Jesus on a daily basis. Hebrews 12:1 in New King James says, the race of faith. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight that's and the sin that so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. We can do it. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It didn't say some things. He says all things through Christ who strengthens us. He has strengthened you on a daily basis to go and fulfill what it is he wants you to do. But you got to spend time with him. It's called relationship. Have relationship with him. If you're not having relationship, it's not his fault. Is our fault. We got to get this person straight. Amen. So we can communicate with him. Have a relationship with him. Amen. So praise God. And Philippians 2:5 says, we just read that a few minutes ago. If you must have the same attitude, says you must have the same attitude as Christ Jesus. That's the New Living Translation. The Amplified says, have the same attitude in yourself which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in self-humility. Amen. So we can do this. Yeah, but you don't know. Yeah, but he knows. So take it to him. You don't have to bring it to me. Take it to him. Amen. I can pray with you. But if you go straight to him, yeah. Amen, he'll take that. Amen. Praise God. If you're going to have an attitude, have a positive attitude. Have a winning attitude. It's your choice. You don't have to stay in the mully grubs, or you don't have to stay sad or down and out all the time. You can change that. Have an attitude adjustment. That's what we've been talking about. It says, forgetting the past, the defeats, the setbacks, know that today is a new day. Today is a new year. Today is a new beginning. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Ooh, it says, press on, child of God, with a winning attitude on a daily basis. Not just once in a while, but on a daily basis. People are watching you. People are looking at you. You're the closest thing to a Bible some people be around. Amen. You're the closest thing to his love and his compassion. So show it. Amen. People are going to walk up to you and say, I don't know what it is about you that attracts me, you know. But something about you that attracts me, he says, Jesus, my Lord and Savior. And you can, it could be yours too. All you need to do is confess him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And you can have victory. You can have a change of attitude. Amen. A change of heart. It says, so press on, child of God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Again, we're talking about New Life Version says, if a man belongs to Christ, he is a new person. The old life is gone, the new life is in. Again, people are going to bring it up to you and remind you of your old self. But this is a new life. They can't see in the spirit. But I had a spiritual birth. I'm a new creature in Christ. Amen. But my heart is going to change. My attitude is going to change. I'm not going to act that way anymore. I'm going to let his love and his compassion flow through me. His word. Speak His word. A new attitude adjustment. Amen. Praise God. The New King James says, therefore, if anyone, that includes you, erase that and just put Jose or put your name on there. For therefore, if Jose is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And you're working on this. And this is where you walk, moving from. Amen. You're stepping out in the new you, not the old you. That old you is dead and gone. Amen. If he forgot about it, so you need to do the same thing. Praise God. Winning or losing attitude is your choice. Amen. Don't let Satan, don't let any person, anybody, family, friend, enemy, change you. Amen. You got to stay focused. And you got to, you know, Jesus went through the same thing. He was around all these people. Ugly people. But you know what? He was focused on what the Father sent him to do. We need to do the same thing. Amen. Father's got a mission for you. You got to focus on that mission and do what it is that he wants you to do. It says, coach wants to develop a winning attitude in all his players. How much more God wants us to have a winning attitude? Change. Amen. He knows what's best for you. Amen. He's been there. He's our greatest example. We're to imitate him. Amen. Not the world. Attitude determines your altitude in life. Amen. So, good or bad, have a good attitude. It's going to lift you up. Amen. He says, high or low. High, soaring up with the Most High, or soaring up with as eagles. Amen. Or down low, wallowing with the pigs, or scratching down with the chickens. Wrong, bad attitude is still your choice. We got to get this. We can change this. Is your attitude. You make the change. Don't worry about the world. You be Christ-like. Amen. Imitate him. And Isaiah 40:31 tells us that. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. We're trusting in him. We're going to find new strength in him. We'll soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. New King James says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. You need some strength? Go to him. He'll give you new strength. He says, they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. So we need his strength on a daily basis, well, as often as needed. Amen. So, and the Bible tells us to renew our minds. Because this world is so negative. You're going to hear things. You're going to be around people all the time, or your cell phone, or your TV, or somewhere, and you're going to hear bad news. You're going to hear bad things. But you need to renew your mind. That's not what the Word of God says. I'm not receiving that. That's not for me. They're not talking about me. Even if they say some things about you, you know what? That's the old you. That's not the new you. So you know what? I'm not receiving it. Just do what the Word of God tells you to do. Line up with the Word of God and press on. Amen. Move on. And we, some quick reviews talking about your attitude setters. Just copy that, or I can give you a copy or take a picture of it. But there's some attitude setters. John 3:16 is about love salvation. For God so loved the world, amen, that he sent his only begotten Son. Amen. So he sacrificed. That's a love salvation. He wanted his people back. So guess what? He sacrificed his own Son. Amen. So we can make that an attitude adjustment also. Again, Philippians 2 and 5 says, selfless attitude. Amen. Have that Christ-like attitude. 2 Corinthians 5:17, you're a new creation. 118, Psalms 118:24. This is a new day. Rejoice and be glad. Regardless of what circumstances, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what the weather is. Yes. Amen. John 10:10, abundant life. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I come that you might have life, enjoy life, and long life, and enjoy it. Amen. Yes. Praise God. Philippians 4:13, the strength. Lord, I need your strength. Amen. He's gives us the strength that we need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through him who gives me the strength to do what I need to do. In 1 John 1:9 says, forgiving God. If we confess our sins to him, he's faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen. So praise God. You go to him. Says 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. If you don't know this, just write these down and go look them up yourself. And you can look them up in different translations so you can find out. God is love. Philippians 4:6, we need to learn this. You want to be anxiety free? All you need to do is go to Philippians 4:6. Amen. And know that you can cast all anxieties, all cares, all concerns on him because he cares for you. He already took care of this. He was sacrificed. Amen. If all this was put on him and he's already went through it, so we can be anxiety free. Yes. Yeah, but you don't know. Well, you know what? None of us have gone through what he went through. He went through worse things than we will ever go through. And yet he survived. And at the end, he didn't want to give them a piece of their mind. He says, Father, forgive them. Amen. So we can learn from that. He's our greatest example. Amen. Praise God. And there's so many more. Okay, this is just a few. Romans 12:2 says what? Renewing your mind. How often do I need to do? As often as needed. As often as needed. Because, you know, people are going to say things and do things and act and whatever. And it's going to come across and rub you the wrong way. But you know what? Jesus went through the same things. Same ugly people was back then as we got today. Amen. And more even today. So we just got to be renewing our mind. This is what the Word of God says. So you know what? As ugly as they want to be, you still forgive them. Amen. And just say, Lord, help them. Lord, bless them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Again, victorious life enjoyed by Jesus and the apostles, all our Bible heroes, is available to every believer. Don't live a defeated life anymore. Get up, dust off, and press off. You guys are listening. You guys are watching. You don't have to live that way anymore. Amen. Give your life back to Christ. You know, you've been running from, it's time to come back home. Amen. Or if you never confessed him as your Lord and Savior, all you need to do is repent. Lord, I make you my Lord and Savior. Good. Then he's going to tell you this. Get up, dust off, and press on. I got a plan for you. I got a mission for you. Amen. Know who you are and who you are in Christ. I guarantee you, David knew before he faced Goliath. David knew before he faced the bear and the lion. Amen. So you know what? We can be as bold as David. He was so bold, he ran to meet his giant. We got daily giants coming against you each and every day. We got to be bold enough to say, hey, the greater one is in me. Amen. They're going to fall. Amen. So praise God. Experience the same victory and lifestyle on a daily basis. Philippians 3:13-14 says this. In the easy to read version, says, brothers and sisters, I know that you still have a long ways to go. But there is one thing I do, forgetting what is in the past, and try as hard as I can to reach the goal for me. I keep running hard towards the finish line to get the prize that is mine because God has called me through Christ Jesus to live up there in heaven. So this is not our home. We're just passing through. Heaven is our home, especially if you accept him and receive him as your Lord and Savior. This is not your home. Heaven is our home. Amen. But you know what? He's going to use you because you're the body of Christ. You're the church. So he's going to use you, and he's got a plan for you. Don't exclude yourself. Include yourself. Amen. Says the scripture discovered by Paul's spiritual power says, I believe Jesus, Paul, and Bible heroes had a victorious lifestyle. That victorious lifestyle was a winning attitude. They wouldn't give up. They kept fighting. Amen. Wanting to achieve, to participate, be involved, quitting, giving up, retreat, back off was not in their vocabulary. They had developed hearts of winners, hearts of champions. they had developed a winning attitude, a positive attitude. You can make this change yourself. Have an attitude adjustment on a daily basis where it's often it's needed. Say, wait a minute, I'm a child of God. I can do all these things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Change your heart. Change your ways. Amen. We can do this. 1 Peter 5:7-8 says, give all your worries, all your anxieties, whatever you've got. It says, give it all to Him because He cares for you. Control yourself and be careful. The devil is your enemy, and he goes around like a roaring lion looking for someone to attack and eat. King James says, devour. Amen. So, you know, how does he know who to attack? By the words you speak. Amen. You're either not going to say it. Best thing to do is zip the lip and put a guard and don't let it out. I thought about it, but I'm not going to say it. Good. You didn't sow no seed. But if you speak it, it's going to sow. It's going to be planted. And it's going to come back at you. So don't say it. You know what I mean? Because enemy knows what you're speaking. And what you're speaking is negative, and you're opening the door for the enemy to say, come on in. You don't have to knock the door down. You don't have to knock. Just come on in. So be careful the words you're speaking. Amen. Just death and life are in the power of the words you speak. Amen. So control your tongue. don't be hung by the tongue. Here's a question for you. Do you have a winning attitude? The choice is yours. Winning or losing, only you know. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Romans 8:17 says that we are in, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with Him in order that we may also be glorified with Him. Amen. New King James says, and if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we have suffered with Him, then we may also be glorified together. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. So you know what? You're going to have a change of attitude. We're going to have a change of heart or an attitude adjustment, change of heart. Change your priorities. And Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek first what? His kingdom and His righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. So I think I've said it like this before. Dethrone yourself. Get off the throne and put Him on the throne. Seek Him first. Amen. And that's as often as needed or on a daily basis. Spend time with Him. Says, Lord, You are my Lord and Savior. Amen. And line up with whatever words He's given you. It says, start every day with a winning attitude. Again, Psalms 118 says, you know what? This is the day I've given you. Have a winning attitude. Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Ooh, praise God. God knows what's best for you. Trust Him. His word can and will change us if we allow it. We need to allow this. Amen. We need to allow this. We need to have a change of heart. We need to have an attitude adjustment. If you want a winning attitude, be ready and obey it. Amen. James 1:22 says this, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Amen. The New Living Translation says, but don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourself. You know, we don't want to play church because we are the church. So just because you come and sit in here, sing a few songs and hear a few verses, a few scriptures, you know, that's not good enough. Change your attitude. Come with an attitude to receive. Come with an attitude to serve. Come with an attitude to say, Lord, here am I. I'm available. Use me. Amen. It's a lifestyle. Amen. It's not just on a Sunday to Sunday to Sunday. Or once a month or once a year. But it's a lifestyle. Amen. So we got to make that change. Amen. Praise God. I don't know if I read you this, but it says Genesis 1:26. I don't know if I have it coming. Yeah, okay. Genesis 1:26 says, I'm going to read you the Amplified, says, then God said, let us. When you talk about us, it's in caps, in capital letters. It says, let us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Nowhere in the Bible are you going to find the word Trinity. But the Trinity is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. There's your Trinity right there. Amen. So it says, let us make man in what? Our image. You see, our, the word our is in caps. That's, it's them. According to our likeness, not physically, but spiritually, personally, and more likeness. And let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the birds of the air, and the cattle, and over the entire earth. And let everything that creeps and crawls on the earth. Amen. So you know what? He's given us authority. So we got to use authority. You resist the devil. You resist the devil. Amen. Don't say, Father, we take the devil away. He's already defeated him. But he says, I've given you authority. Now use your authority. Yes. Amen. And you tell him, says, submit yourself to God. You resist the devil. And he's got to do what? He's got to flee. He's got to go. He's got to be obedient to what the Word of God says. He's a defeated foe. He ain't got nothing to say. All he has to do is just obey and run off. Flee. Amen. Praise God. So man did not know losing until they separated himself from God through disobedience. You know the story. They disobeyed. Amen. And man was forced to accept failure as his lot in life, lowering himself to a lower position. Man accept a position he has never was never meant to occupy. We need a new attitude. We need a winning attitude. We need to make that adjustment. When you know the Word of God, you got to start living by what the Word of God says. And we got to make that attitude adjustment. We got to have a change of heart and start living for Him. Amen. Confess Him as confess Him as your Lord and Savior and start living for Him. Amen. Have a win. Join, says join His winning team. You don't have to be defeated anymore. If you live in that way, that's up to you. But that was not meant for you. Amen. Winning is for you. Amen. So change of, have a change of heart. Have a change of attitude. Make that attitude adjustment and be have a winning attitude. Amen. Ooh, praise God. What you think about that? He says, I know what you're going to say. You say, well, I don't feel like a winner. I feel like a loser. I feel like failure. Forget the past. Get rid of your losing attitude. Get a new attitude. Get the winning attitude. Change and quit your old way of being negative. Amen. Stop using the same old losing excuses. We all have excuses. You know what? Drop them. Don't use them anymore. Jesus could have had an attitude. He could have had an excuse not to go to the cross. He says, wait a minute, I haven't sinned. I haven't done anything. I love living in heaven. But he gave up heaven to come and be sacrificed. And he could have had an attitude and say, wait a minute, I changed my mind. I don't want to do this anymore. But we need to quit making excuses and have a change of attitude. Have make an attitude adjustment and have a change of heart and say, Lord, here I am. I want to serve you the rest of my life. As long as you have me here, I want to live for you. I want to do for you. And I'm available to do what it is that you want me to do. Amen. Renew your mind with the Word of God. Base your thinking on the fact that Jesus has overcome the world and we are overcomers through Him. Amen. So John 16:33, keep going. I have told you these things so that you could have peace in me. In this world you'll have troubles, but be brave. I have defeated the world. You're going to have some troubles. Ah, you already know that's what the Word of God tells you. But you know what? He says, be brave. I have defeated. New King James says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you will have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And you know what? We just got to get that word in us so it can change us. And we can have that attitude adjustment. and start living for Him and start going for Him and doing for Him and pressing on for Him. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. If that don't bless you, receive Him. God's kingdom and Satan's kingdom operate on this. Sown seed. Amen. So you know what? You got to sow the seed of God in you and start speaking the word. But if you're speaking negative and speaking negative things, you know, that's enemy's world. And you're going to have what it is you're saying. Watch your words. Don't be trapped by them. Quit sowing bad seed. Start sowing the good seed. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Proverbs 6:2 says, you have been trapped by the words of your lips. You have been caught with the words of your mouth. New King James says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So just all you need to do is make an adjustment. And quit confessing the negative and start speaking the positive. Jesus had a winning attitude. So can we. Remember Philippians 2:5. Have the Christ-like attitude that Jesus has. Amen. Great reason to have a winning attitude. God has guaranteed our success. His word says, we are more than conquerors. Romans 8:37 says, yet in all of these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amplify says, and in all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain an overwhelming victory through Him who loved us so much that He died for us. Who can say that for you? No one else can say that to you. Only one person, and that was Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. He gave His life. He allowed Himself to be sacrificed to win us back. So why are you still living defeated, a defeated life? Amen. You can make that adjustment. Amen. You can have that change of heart and receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And start living for Him and join His winning team. And start living a victorious life. Yes. Amen. But only you can make that change. We are overcomers. 1 John 5:5 says, who is he who has overcome the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Mm-hmm. Amplified, who is he? Who is the one who is victorious and overcomes the world? It is the one who believes and recognizes that fact that Jesus is the Son of God. Man, when you start believing this, start confessing this, you're going to start lining up with the Word, and you're going to be have a winning attitude. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. In Him, we can overcome any problems that the world throws our way. Yes, yes. Amen. Any problems. There's a lot of problems out there. Yes. But you know what? I don't want none of them. You can overcome any problems the world throws your way. God is greater than any mountain. God is greater than any problems, any cares, any setbacks. Amen. We got to make that attitude adjustment and start living for Him and confessing His word. Amen. Attitudes, not circumstances, make the difference for those who overcome tough situations. Again, the Bible says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. God made us to be winners. And you know, once in a while, you need to say that for yourself. I'm a winner through Him. I'm a winner in Christ. Amen. It says we are winners when we choose to develop an attitude that releases the power of God instead of keeping us confined to fear and failure. We're winners when you choose to develop an attitude that releases His power. Amen. You know, when you speak the Word of God, you're releasing power. You know, you've probably heard this before, but there's power in prayer. When you pray, what are you doing? You're confessing the Word of God. You're speaking the Word of God. And there's power in prayer. You're connected to the power source. He's the vine. We're the branches. And we're speaking power when we speak His Word. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, keep going. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. What is the problem nowadays? Mostly fears. Yeah. Amen. If you're not walking in faith, you're walking in fear. Yes, yes. You're walking in sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. But fear. It says, for God, Amplify says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity or cowardice or fears. But he has given us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound judgment and personal discipline. Abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. You know, when you have the Word of God in you, you have peace. And you have self-control. And I have made an attitude adjustment. Amen. I'm no longer moved by fears. I'm moved by faith. Amen. Whew, hallelujah. In His Word, God has given us the laws of the Spirit of life and will direct and help develop a winning attitude that will make us winners. Your choice is whether you want to develop a winning attitude or not. But you know what? Develop that. Have a winning attitude for Jesus. Amen. We're going to stop right there. Amen. We're going to stop right there. And know God loves you. Whew, we can go on forever with the attitude adjustments. Remember, Jesus won the most important battle. He defeated Satan and has given us the power to win in every circumstance. We just got to make that attitude adjustment. Amen. The greater one lives in you. He says he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Wherever you are, wherever you go. You know, Paul and Silas been beaten and they started worshiping God. Amen. They didn't have no band playing with them. They were just singing a cappella. And they were not soft. They were loud. It says all the prisoners heard. Amen. And Jesus heard. He heard all the way in heaven. And he showed up. You know how he showed up? There was an earthquake. And all the cell doors flew open. And all the shackles fell off. And they woke up the guard. And he was going to kill himself. Paul says, don't hurt yourself. We're all here. Amen. Just like Jesus, you know. Wow. Awesome. And he had an attitude adjustment. You know what he did? He went and knelt before him. He says, I want the God you've got. I want your God. And he took him home, fed him, and all him and all his family got saved. Amen. So he made an attitude adjustment. We need an attitude adjustment. You guys are watching. You need to make, you guys are listening, you got to make an attitude adjustment. Amen. And make the right one. Receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Quit running from Him. Amen. Quit living a defeated life. You can make that change right now. All you need to do is say, Lord, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He's not going to turn you down. The worst thing is you never confess Him. And one day you got to stand before Him and say, why didn't you receive me? Why didn't you do what I called you to do? Amen. So, you know, now's the time to do it. I don't care how old you are. Just confess Him as your Lord and Savior. And say, Lord, here am I. Use me. And He will. He won't turn you down. I don't care what people have said. I don't care who said what. He'll forgive your past. And He says, you know what? Dust yourself. Get up and press on. I'll accept you. Everybody else has rejected you. I've accepted you because I have qualified you. I have called you. I've anointed you. I've equipped you to go and fulfill what I want you to do. Ooh, hallelujah. Man, if that don't bless you, praise God. Anyway, if you have sickness in your body, I confess this on a daily basis. I confess this as often as I need to. By His stripes, I'm healed. I'm confessing His word. I receive no sickness in my body. Sickness is not for me. You know what? Jesus put it on me to try to teach me something. He has no sickness to give you. There's no sickness in heaven. It was put on His back. It was put on Him. He says, by His stripes, I'm healed. It was put on Him. And He went through it. So by His stripes, I am well. I'm healed. I call myself well and healed. I don't care what's trying to attack your body. I don't care what malfunctions are going on. I say, I don't receive no malfunctions in my body. I receive healing right now in Jesus' name. And you confess the same thing. Amen. That'll work for you. It's for everybody, not just for me. Amen. So let's remember that. And if you go to the time to give, go to our website, NBCBigBen.com. If you're going to mail, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church at the Big Bend. And we want to say thank you. God bless you. And have a blessed month of March. Amen. God bless. Thank you, brother. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to give. Thank you for opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing we're not able to contain. And thank you for rebuking the devourer for our sake. In Jesus' name. And bless the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name, amen.